Welcome in Daylene, the executive director for North Platte Habitat for Humanity, and then John, one of the countless volunteers joining us in the studio as well. Of course, Mr. Hales. Many folks remember Wednesday mornings used to be our time to shine, John, and I guess we'll relive the memories today, right?
I miss those days.
Do you?
Big time. We had so much fun.
We did. A lot of fun.
You know, and yeah, I do miss those days.
Well, and you had fun for a lot of years in the studio with Nate and Marcos. And
yeah.
I mean, you named the host. John was in at some point.
Tommy V. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tommy, yeah. I forgot he used to come in on Wednesday mornings,
yeah,
too. So.
Yeah.
So, Daylene, tell us, what's the latest good news with Habitat for Humanity?
Well, because Habitat wants to be known for its unique and unusual fundraisers, we've come up with another one, our giant Jenga Jamboree. Because it's all about building, you know.
The three J's.
The three J's, yes. We're going we're gonna make it fun. But, yeah, we had so much fun with the lip sync battle, John. Remember?
Yes, we did.
It was awesome. And we thought we want to get that lightning in a bottle again. And mm-hmm. so this idea actually came to us from a Ms. Habitat contestant last year who wanted to do something like this. She just ran out of time, and so we're stealing it from her. And so what we've done is we've put together this little fundraiser, this event, on July 11th at the Platte River Mall. It's going to take place in the old Payless Shoe Source building.
Okay.
Bay.
So pretty much right when you walk in those,
sure.
Was that the West doors?
Yep. We're looking for four person teams.
Okay.
Up to 16 teams, and we're going to do a speed round. How quick can you build your Jenga tower? And then we'll do a tournament bracket, and we're looking for first, second, and third who can build the tallest tower. We'll have trophies, we'll have medals. It's going to be a whole thing. But because we want to go with the alliteration thing, we've decided to make it a jamboree, and so we've got this whole carnival circus theme going on, and it's just going to be a hoot. We're going to have the best time.
Now, tell us about these teams. Four individuals. Any four individuals? Can you recruit some of the Habitat builders if you want? I mean, if I'm picking a team, John's going to be my first-round draft pick, I would think. He knows a thing or two about building some structures like this.
Hey, we're encouraging anybody to put together a team. If you've got folks in your office, you've got people on your softball team, you've got your neighbors, put together a team. Let's come out and have some fun, build some Jenga towers, help support Habitat. I think it's going to be a great time.
Oh, absolutely it will.
You know, you talk about my building experience, but I made all the Jenga sets.
Okay, did you?
For this thing.
Awesome.
I have never played Jenga in my life.
Well, now, you can't say that anymore, John.
We went down to the office and had a experimental tournament between Daylene and I kicked. Yeah, I mean, I'm
going to say, do you want to share the results?
I easily walked away with the win.
Well, because I let him win. Yeah.
You don't want to make one of your volunteers angry, Daylene.
That is not the truth at all.
No.
But so yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm anxious to see how it goes because you know, I think I was among the minority that never played Jenga before. I was really familiar with what it was and everything, but I think it's going to be a cool deal. And, you know, we're trying to add some atmosphere to it with the carnival theme. We're going to have, you know, concessions, popcorn and drinks and cotton candy and all sorts of things like that. And plus, to me, one of the most exciting things about this whole thing is on that day they're having the cruise at the mall that day.
Yeah. And already have a good crowd there.
And so we should have
sure.
a good built-in crowd there, you
That'd
know, and come see Gene Winfield. And, I mean, yeah, it's so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great time. And like John said, he built these Jenga games for us. And they're oversized,
mm-hmm.
giant Jenga. And so So, yeah, so after he built these, we found out that he had never played. And so we were doubly grateful and amazed that
he did. I was challenged.
But John's always up for a challenge.
I am.
So what's the exact size of the Jenga pieces, John?
They're 10.5 inches long, 2x4s.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, there's 54 pieces in a set. It stands about, 3.5, 4 feet high before you even start building on it. A funny story along those lines is I went to Daylene. I said, you know, we've got these sets. I said, we're not going to build these off the floor. We need tables, right? And so I thought, well, I'll just build tables for them, you know, for each set.
It sounds like you're enjoying retirement, John.
So I build these tables, and a friend of mine was over at my house, and I was showing them to him, and he says, aren't those going to be a little tall? And I said, well, what do you mean? I built them like waist high.
Uh-huh.
He says, well, by the time they start building, they won't be able to reach those top things. I had not thought about that.
That's just part of the experience. You're going to have to get
right.
on your teammate's shoulders, yeah. get a couple of ladders yeah. in.
Kind of yeah. make it challenging, you know.
Bring in your stepladder.
So I had to cut it. Couple feet off each one of the legs, lower them down
but
a bit.
But the tables are the perfect size to hold the Jenga game, and he did a beautiful job. We're very grateful to have him as part of our team.
Easier to cut some of the length off than add some off.
That's
yeah,
for
that
darn
been
sure.
A little trickier.
Yes, it would have been
making a dachshund and into a Doberman. There.
Yeah, really.
But gosh, you know, this is just another one of those great ideas that helps us promote Habitat and the work that we do here and gets people who aren't familiar with Habitat more familiar with it. And
have fun.
And have
yes,
fun, yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, enhance our family and have a little fun at the same time.
I was going to say, that's obviously we love raising the funds for Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. but just as important is having fun while doing so.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And that's what we want to do is we want you to remember Habitat, and we want you to remember it fondly. And so if you're having a good time...
You want it to bring a smile to people's
yes.
faces.
Yes. So,
and along those lines, mm-hmm. We're going to have a costume contest.
Oh,
sure,
really?
Yes.
You know,
we want
the teams to dress up in
up.
Some kind of, you know, carnival theme probably, or
sure.
really, we'll take anything.
Each team could have their own theme. Yeah.
Have their yeah. own theme. Yeah. We will have sponsors for each one of the team booths, so we've got a lot of ways to get involved in this. You can put together a team, you can be one of the sponsors. It's just going to be a great time. I can hardly wait.
Well, I would love to see some local businesses challenge other local businesses. Let's get the banks challenging each other.
Well, we're hoping, you know, we can create that. I'd like to see that. And we're working along those lines.
Let's
yeah.
get some of those ag lenders at the banks battling against each other and see who the most hands-on ag lenders are in the community.
See if you can knock each other's towers over. No, we can't be doing that.
No. As long as they understand it's actually building, we don't want them creating cattle pens or something like that out
yes.
of it. No, but that's just part of the experience is getting together, having a good time.
And that fun camaraderie that we know that happens with Habitat for Humanity here.
Sure.
Whether you're building houses or playing
mm-hmm.
Jenga,
mm-hmm.
you have that everywhere.
We do. And you mentioned building houses. We're back at it after the...
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
And everybody else.
We
yes.
feel very, very blessed that our volunteers who had been chomping at the bit all this time have been able to get over there. We've got foundations going for two houses over on Buffalo Bill Avenue.
Oh, wow.
We're and they're just hard at it every day and very grateful. It's funny because these people are volunteers. They come out of the goodness of their heart and get the warm, fuzzy feelings. But they've been waiting anxiously, probably as anxiously as the partner families who will be getting these houses.
Oh,
because,
I can imagine.
You know, this is what they do.
Yep.
They build for Habitat, and when they're not doing that, they were over cleaning the warehouse and, you know.
So what Daylene says, she's glad to get rid of them.
Yeah. It's good to get them out of the house. Yeah. We just feel so grateful that the weather's good and the volunteers came back and things are falling into place again. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
Not without its challenges.
Oh no!
Yeah, of course.
You know, you got to have you got to have your challenges.
As we were discussing before we came on the air, that there's a 26-page manual that Habitat International put out that we have to follow because of the COVID situation and everything. And
oh, really?
And you go, how is that possible? You know,
yeah.
But
it's the reactivation protocol.
And it's just sanitation habits, or what do they have?
You name it, they covered
it. Really?
Yeah, and but we want to keep our volunteers safe. We want to keep our partner family safe. We want to keep the media that come over to cover the event safe. We, you know, the folks that help us feed our volunteers. We just want to make sure that everyone is staying safe. And so I understand it. And maybe it might seem like a little bit of overkill if you have 26 pages of instructions on how to wash your hands and not cough on each other. But it's... Let's make sure everybody's safe.
Yep.
Let's keep the building going. Let's, you know, let's not shut down because we got careless.
As they say, it's the times we live in
it's
now.
It's the times we live in. And it might seem like overkill, but it's also understandable in
better too sense. Much than not enough.
Sure, sure. And I just want everybody to have a good time. I want everybody to feel like they're valued when they either participate in an event with Habitat or come and build with Habitat or are one of our families. And if that means following a 26-page protocol, then by golly, that's what we're going
to
do.
It all boils back to safety. So.
It all boils back to safety, and you want to keep your family safe. And these people are part of our family, so let's keep them safe.
Absolutely. Now, Daylene, if folks want to get additional information about the Giant Jenga Jamboree, the 3 J's,
yes,
or they want to learn how they can become a member of the North Platte Habitat for Humanity community, rather donations of time, talents, or treasures, how can they do so?
Well, first of all, you could come by the office at 420 North Cottonwood. We've got all the information over there. You can also head over to our website at www.npahfh.org or give us a call at the office, 534-6251. We've got all the information you need. Speaking of that, yesterday we had a young man come in wanting to know how he could volunteer. 18-year-old kid.
Wow.
And he said, I'm just getting awful bored at home and I was looking for something to do and this seems like a worthy cause.
Awesome.
Got me a little verklempt, I won't lie. But, you know, because I'm used to adults coming by and
sure,
the retired guys coming by. But when you start getting the youth coming in, looking for ways that they can give back, man, that makes your day.
Yeah. Everybody's welcome. That's
everybody's true. Welcome. Come on down to Habitat. We've got a place for you.
Absolutely.
The information on how to get signed up for the Jamboree is on our website. We've got flyers in the office. We're getting stuff around town. So just look for the 3 J's.
The 3 J's. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, John, Daylene, we appreciate the time this morning.
Appreciate you having us.
We'll see you guys on the 11th, if not sooner.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Thanks.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this.